Representation of the People Act 1918, an act to amend the law with respect to parliamentary and local government franchises and the registration of parliamentary and local government electors and the conduct of elections and to provide for the redistribution of seats at parliamentary elections and for other purposes connected therewith. Chapter 64, 6th February 1918. 8 GEO 5. Representation of the People Act 1918. Chapter 64, Franchises. Women. 4. 1. A woman shall be entitled to be registered as a parliamentary elector for a constituency other than a university constituency if she A. has attained the age of 30 years and B. is not subject to any legal incapacity and C. is entitled to be registered as a local government elector in respect of the occupation in that constituency of land or premises, not being a dwelling house, of a yearly value of not less than £5, or of a dwelling house, or is the wife of a husband entitled to be so registered. 2. A woman shall be entitled to be registered as a parliamentary elector for a university constituency if she has attained the age of 30 years, and either would be entitled to be so registered if she were a man, or has been admitted to and passed the final examination and kept under the conditions required of women by the university the period of residence necessary for a man to obtain a degree at any university forming or forming part of a university constituency which did not at the time the examination was passed admit women to degrees. 3. A woman shall be entitled to be registered as a local government elector for any local government electoral area, A, where she would be entitled to be so registered if she were a man, and B, where she is the wife of a man who is entitled to be so registered in respect of premises in which they both reside, and she has attained the age of 30 years and is not subject to any legal incapacity. For the purpose of this provision, a naval or military voter who is registered in respect of a residence qualification, which he would have had but for his service, shall be deemed to be resident in accordance with the qualification.